KDK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Work continuing on a deal that could result in the release of some of the more than 200 hostages held by Hamas since the initial October 7th atrocities. ABC's Patrick Reeval in Tel Aviv.
This deal is getting closer. You know, there's been talks going on now for weeks, really, mediated by Qatar. And what we're hearing is that, yes, progress has been made. We've even heard that significant progress has been made. And the deal on the table is basically that around 50 hostages could be released in exchange for a five-day ceasefire, and also Israel releasing some Palestinian women and children that it has in its prisons.
3 days of tributes in honor of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begin a week from today. They'll be held at the Carter Center in Atlanta and the Carters' hometown of Plains, Georgia. This is ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land. And that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands is announcing a record $65 million for public schools across Wisconsin through the Common School Fund. School librarians and media specialists will use the money to buy new books, technology, and educational materials for students who need them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a missing New York man last seen near Mercer, Wisconsin in October. According to a Wausau Pilot and Review report, Namrud Tesema was last seen walking barefoot in the area of Maple Ridge Road in Mercer on October 22nd. His friends and family said he was on a spiritual journey and had an interest in Native American cultures and traditions. The search now spans multiple counties in northern Wisconsin, as his family is concerned about his well-being. Following a demonstration by a neo-Nazi organization in Madison on Saturday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement condemning the demonstration. In a press release, Governor Evers stated, quote, "Let us be clear, neo-Nazis, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy have no home in Wisconsin. We will not accept or normalize this rhetoric and hate. It's repulsive and disgusting, and I join Wisconsinites in condemning and denouncing their presence in our state in the strongest possible terms." And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132 to 125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller, 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory over the Chargers in a hard-fought game. Both Packers running backs Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson going down to injuries. And it's a short week. Green Bay plays the Lions Thursday in an NFL Classic game on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got a really quick turnaround, so we'll take the day to enjoy it, but yeah, this is going to be a tight turnaround for this week, seeing the Lions. So it's definitely a week that we got to just focus on getting our bodies back and studying up on the Lions again.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. 43 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, 32. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. It is Victory Monday, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me, before we get into all the things we're going to talk about, man, what is the brother's name that was one of the Fab Five? He was from, he's from Michigan, basketball player.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
I don't even know why you helped me. You're trying to be funny. You need to let this absent minded self go on and
hey, good morning, Gilbert Jalen Rose. Brown. it looks fresh, man.
Okay.
How much they charge you to do that, man?
I was gonna joke on you in that T-90 sweatshirt, but since you want to go ahead, let's go.
How much they charge y'all to do that, man?
Don't be mad at me because all your thing is gray. You look like a rug moving.
And I guess they have to be an artist, right? I mean.
You need to go see my barber. He had you so stressed.
But no, I know, but see, it takes time to do that. I don't have the patience to sit there.
Me and Leroy go to him all the time.
I know, man.
You got to say,
is he like Picasso or something, man? Because
he just got them clippers that'll edge you like you edging your lawn.
Because your hair look like a painting, man. It looks like. Look like Picasso, man. Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, you know what, man? It's Victory Monday, man. I'm feeling good.
Let me ask you.
I'm feeling real good.
So you were in Lambeau Field, and you were watching the Packers win a game, but nothing's easy, man. It went down. Mm-hmm. How come a victory is hard to get?
It is, man. You know, it's like you said, Earl. I don't care who we beat. We needed this win. We needed this win because we're going into a game that's going to be so tough for us. You got to have your confidence high going into a game like this. This is a divisional game.
Look, man. So a couple days later, I talked to you about this early in the season, about playing this turnaround game. And after having a tough game, how much time did they get off? The game is Thursday, man.
It's a sacrifice, Earl. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I know it's a sacrifice, but
it's a sacrifice because you about to be going on a national stage. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want everybody to see me play. That's how you do it, Earl. That's how you get up for it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a reward, and then there's the downside. But the reward is everybody is about to see who you are on Thursday.
So what's the process after you just played? Did they show up on Monday?
Yeah, you go get an ice tub. You go get in the what? Did you go get in the sauna? Contrast. Get all your treatment in. Sometimes you don't even watch the film.
But
You jump right into Detroit.
Okay, so you can't. You said treatment. Your body needs more than the treatment that you need is some rest, right?
But it's time for rest, Earl, because you got 3 days and then you're on the plane,
right? Well, I mean, it's not like it's just the Packers. The Lions got to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it. It's good that both of them are going through it. So you would get about the same thing you would get if you was playing on Sunday, because both of y'all just went through it.
Yeah. Well, the Packers suffered some tough injuries, man.
Man, they sure did, man. They sure did. Key player, too.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Aaron Jones, the backup running back. I don't know.
Yeah, he caught a rib or something.
A shoulder? I don't know. And maybe
rib, shoulder, yeah, or something. But I was hoping Elizabeth wasn't coming to get him. Well, he grabbed that shoulder.
Well, that's an inside joke, Elizabeth. I'm coming to get you, honey. But so the Packers won a game, and the fans must have been going crazy.
Man, it was a different atmosphere at the game, man. You know, they smelt that this wounded animal was coming to town, so we had to attack.
Let me ask you, man.
Attack.
The weather.
Beautiful football weather. Oh my God.
This time of year, it could have been 10 degrees, 5 degrees, right?
Oh, Earl, this type of, if I was playing and I woke up Sunday morning and went outside, I'd have dropped to my knees and said, thank you, God. This type of weather right here, perfect. I'm unstoppable. I can run all day. I will hit you till you bleed and then dig the grave and drop you in there.
So the weather, certainly all those little things help.
Everything was on our side yesterday because they just coming from L.A. This was freezing for them.
Yeah, I know, man. I was watching the cat blowing his hand. Hey, man, they said it was 40 degrees.
Everything was on our side yesterday, bro.
You know, so they, you know, the big time. And I have to ask you, again, for those of you who are just joining us, it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. A sacred day, man. A big game coming on Thursday. I asked you before we got on the airways if you ever played in the Thanksgiving Day game against the Detroit Lions, and you said you had.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always, and that's, you know, that's a tradition. And we always try to figure out, as sorry as they was, how did they get this game? You know what I'm saying? As sorry as Detroit Lions was, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you? It's a
Thanksgiving in Detroit.
So it's a traditional game. When you were a kid, before you start, I don't know, were you ever a kid, man?
Absolutely.
Hey, so did you ever watch football on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
You know, so
you had to. Uh-huh. Had to. Everybody, because as soon as you get done, you know us, we don't eat till late, though.
Right.
You know, we don't get up at 12 and eat the stuffing and everything. Right. 1 o'clock. We don't eat till late because mama like, boy, y'all better get out of my kitchen. It ain't done yet. We get there by 6, 7 o'clock, you know. But it's why you sitting there waiting on the dinner and the smells and everything. It's watching the games with your dad or whoever you was right. with. Family came over to steal your chitlins or whatever it was. That's you know, but as a player, and you out there playing the game for the enjoyment of the fans, that's another dip. That's a different. That's kind of like a selfish feeling. Like I'm missing out, and I'm working on the holiday. But of course, the fans will say, "Hey, boy, you get paid, so you better shut your mind." You know what I'm saying?
but man, when you use the term working. And so I don't ever hear pro athletes saying working.
Oh, when it's a holiday, we work it.
Okay. Explain.
We work it. It's a holiday. Christmas Day when you playing that game, we working. So they gonna say, what you doing for they say, what you doing for the holidays? Working.
So yeah, so I understand that if it's somebody in the stands or something else, man. But when it's the player, that's the first time I ever heard a player refer to it as that. Do you, when you're playing in the game, you don't see it from that perspective?
No, we're just trying to get out there and play, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know, me and you sitting on our tails right now.
I know.
But it's different terms. But Earl, can I say something?
Yeah, man. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger.
I would like the fans to call in and give me your best Thanksgiving Day remembrance. What, when you think of Thanksgiving, what pops into your mind? And I think after the break, me and Earl are going to give our 2 cents on it. But I want the fans to call up Thanksgiving. Tell us your favorite Thanksgiving moment. If it's a game or if it's sports or if it's at home, I want to know. The Gravedigger wants to know.
844-967-2789 is the number. Make us, you know, when you think about it, and I know it popped into my mind right away. And so as a young man, as a young boy, what it meant. But it was always, man, having my uncle.
Hey, Earl, when you was a young man, did y'all still have lights in the house or y'all had candles?
Man, yeah, well, you know. Yeah,
y'all
yeah.
got to give me that one. That was a funny one there. Y'all gotta...
You know, it's always been, number one, it's always about giving. And you know, sometimes I think, man, we forget about, we all that stuff is lost. You know, your parents and what they taught us as young people about, you know, all of that, you know, and I know what my mom taught me and what your mother taught you, man. And it's a lot of people, it's about eating, right? We got a bountiful time and you know, it's going to be big meals, but it's bigger than that. And we'll talk about it on the other side. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll talk about that and others on the other side. Be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to Amory 1260 AM Lake Air, Eau Claire 93.5 The Tap. Green Bay 97.9 WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay. Hayward, the Buzz of the North, 910 AMWBZH. The Eagle, La Crosse, 1490 AM. Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, Air Support WISS. Racine, WRJN, 1400 AM. Richland Center, 1450 AM, News from the Center, WRCE, and Wisconsin Rapids, in Waukesha, 540 AM, WAUK. So Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're asking about, people's special, what Thanksgiving means to them, and a special time, and I'll just say this, man, and people can chime in afterwards, but I'll tell you, Thanksgiving always has a special place in my heart, because I'm from a family of 13, and I remember probably when I was about 9 or 10 years old, one of my brothers, who was a few years older than me, was going through a bad time. And so we wound up losing him at a young age. But I remember my mother in her pain and going back and forward to the hospital and still trying to do all that cooking. You know, Gilbert, women are special, right? Mothers, very special. And so as a young man, watching...
Strongest thing on earth, man.
Yeah, watching her go through all of that. And then my brother. And so whenever it's Thanksgiving, all these decades later, a half a century later, that's still... is in my mind. So Thanksgiving is always special to me. It always will be. For some, they'll say it's, going back to the founding fathers, but, it's different for different people.
Yeah, you're right, Earl. I mean, everybody got a remembrance of...
Right.
These things, man. For me, it's sitting at that table. Mama just set the food down, and everybody's at that table. That is what I miss. I got my dad at the top of the table. I got my brothers and sisters. Because, see, my dad's no longer here. One of my brothers are no longer here.
Right.
And I can remember everybody sitting at the table. It was several Thanksgivings when it was just us. And that's what it's all about. Immediate family. Sitting down at the table. Now, I ain't going to tell you after dinner, everybody go in the living room and everybody laying on the floor waiting for round two. Farting and everything around the room, you know. And then we get up and everybody go back to the table. Oh my God, I would give my left arm for a day like that.
But man, I'd also say to you that football is a part of it in my memory too, man. And the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry, Milt Plum.
Billy Sims.
Alex Carricks. Man.
Barry Kimple.
Mel Farr. And those are the Detroit Lions. You may not remember those.
I know a few. Like I just rambled off Eric Kimple, Billy Sims,
and on the Packers.
Eric Kramer.
Hey man, and on the Packers side, Bart Starr.
Legends now.
Hey, Bart Starr, Champions Jim now. Taylor, Paul Horning, Boyd Dowler, Max McGee, Fuzzy Thurston, you know, Willie Davis.
We need to figure out why Detroit got this game. That's what we need to find out. Because to me, if it was between Detroit and Green Bay, I would say Detroit because it was in a bigger media market.
Well, Detroit got the game because Detroit used to be the Motor City. So for people who don't know what Detroit was, the auto industry, man, the auto industry was king, right?
That's what brought my family to Detroit.
Well, yeah, the auto industry was king, and Detroit had it all. Michigan had it all, you know, from Flint, Michigan to where they made all the Ford, General Motors, Chrysler. Man, they employed so many people, and it was a good life. So Detroit was one of the most prominent cities in the Midwest. That's how they got it, Gilbert. That's why they got the market, right?
You know what, Earl? I don't know because you old and you know. Well, I don't know.
I'm old.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Hey, but you knew what Detroit was. Your parents told you what.
But you know what? At the end of the day, Earl, it's tradition.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what it's all about. It's tradition. Even though you got your little Lions color shirt on today, it's tradition.
Hey, I'm with the Lions. Come on, man.
Oh,
you ain't thinking that out right now?
Let's put. So we going to put a bet on the game before the show?
Absolutely.
You got that much confidence in them Lions.
Man, what are they, 8-2?
Earl, here's the thing that you don't understand. You can throw those records out the door. You can throw those records out the door. I'm telling you now.
Hey, Gilbert. I think
this is
not the Packers of Aaron Rodgers.
It don't matter.
3 years
ago. It don't matter. Watch what's gonna happen, Earl. What's gonna happen. We're gonna be next Monday talking. We're gonna be talking next Monday. You're gonna be like, OMG. I did not know.
844-967-2789 certainly you can talk a little bit with us about the game on yesterday, but there's a big game coming up Thursday, and can it be too much football, man? Because there's three games on.
It never could be too much football.
Oh,
if they got it spaced out well, it could never be too much football.
Yeah, they got it spaced out well. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will also argue the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. Governor Evers' Task Force on Artificial Intelligence meets again today. The governor wants the panel to look at how best to use AI for Wisconsin's workforce. That includes a focus on equity and economic opportunity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department, city officials, and the local branch of the NAACP are working together to develop new vehicle and pedestrian stop policies. The new policy, which is still just a draft, would allow officers to make a stop for equipment violations only if there is a risk to public safety. The potential changes follow a racial bias audit of the Duluth Police Department, which showed racial disparities in enforcement, such as black drivers making up 3% of the population but 11% of the stops. The Badger Care public option bill will be reintroduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Officials say the bill would expand eligibility beyond traditional Medicaid expansion and allow residents to get out of poverty without having to lose their Badger Care insurance. State Senator Jeff Smith believes the comprehensive health reform bill would bring billions of dollars into the state, but isn't optimistic the bill will advance in the Republican-controlled state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132-125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller, 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory over the Chargers in a hard-fought game. Both Packers running backs Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson going down to injuries. And it's a short week. Green Bay plays the Lions Thursday in an NFL Classic game on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got a really quick turnaround, so we'll take the day to enjoy it. But, yeah, this is going to be a tight turnaround for this week, seeing the Lions. So it's definitely a week that we got to just focus on getting our bodies back and studying up on the Lions again.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. 43 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, 32. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Come on, world, everybody.
welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, let me ask you, when you are at the games and all these people recognize you as you come in, and are there always other alumni with you at every game, at these games?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I met the, you know, it's funny how a number can be changed down through generations. I met the guy that wore my number before me, and his name was Robert Brown.
I remember Robert Brown, man.
He played at least 82 to 92.
Yeah. I said I remember Robert Brown, man. Big guy.
So I met him for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Awesome dude, man. Awesome dude.
Yeah, man.
I told him, thank you for letting me have that number. And I tried to do it right.
You know,
because you had it before me.
You know, Gilbert, I was watching, the game on yesterday, for whatever reason, it popped into my mind. They showed on this one play, and I saw number 93 and number 36, Green Bay Packers. And all I could think about is, why are those numbers still out there on the field?
Nah.
I mean, you know. They,
36. I ain't gonna say 93, but 36 should not be out there. 36 should be put up.
Well, let me ask you something. Have all NFL Hall of Fame numbers that the Packers have, they're all retired, aren't they?
No,
that's right. Because Willie Davis, Willie Davis's number.
They stingy with that, man. I think it's only six or seven players that ever had their number retired in the history of Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, man, because I noticed Dobbs is wearing Willie Davis's number, 87.
Which Robert Brooks wore, 87.
Oh, yeah. So it's almost impossible. Now Brett Favre wore, what was he, number five or seven?
Four. Four,
oh, number
man.
Four. Well, okay, Lord, you look at me Jesus. Like I'm supposed to know.
Lord, you supposed to know that.
I knew it was a single number, but I guess the numbers that are retired would be Paul Hornung. I don't know offhand, but I got to guess Paul Hornung, Bart Starr. So Paul Hornung, number five. Bart Starr, number 15.
Reggie.
I would think Ray Nitschke.
Brett.
Hey, Calvin, can you look up and see what numbers?
Brett, you're on a good thing. You got them. You just about got them all.
Is that all?
No, it's a couple more. It's two more. Yeah,
maybe Jerry Kramer.
No. Jerry Kramer ain't up there yet.
Calvin's gonna let us know. That's. You said they stingy with that, huh?
Oh man, you I don't know what you got to do, man. It is impossible to get up there, man.
You know, Calvin's going to let us know. Calvin, do we know how many numbers are retired?
Yes, we got number 3, Tony Canadu.
Tony Canadeo.
Number 4, Brett Favre. Number 14, yep. Don Hudson. Number 15, Bart Starr. 66, Ray Nitschke, and 92, Reggie White.
That's all, man.
I knew it was only six. It's only six, homeboy.
Yeah, man.
Other teams got 50.
Yeah, man. And then
you can't
he said
you gotta be a bad dude.
Yeah, he said Tony Canadeo and Don Hudson. But you know how long ago they were. And all of these, you know, decades that have gone past. Yeah, it's really rare. You're right. And Aaron Rodgers will probably be one.
They set the bar on retired numbers. I think we probably got the least retired numbers on in the NFL.
Let's go to Rico in Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, thanks, Earl, and thanks, Gilbert. Happy Thanksgiving to the both of you. Hey, I had to call in, man, because this cat be wearing number 93 yesterday. I don't know if y'all caught it. I'm sure.
Yeah, he did the gravedigger move.
Yeah, he did that gravedigger move, and I had right away, I seen him do it, and I'm like, who are you? Who are you? I still don't know who the man is. I'm still trying to figure out who the guy is out there trying to imitate Gilbert.
Well,
he wasn't as big as you, Gilbert. He wasn't as big as Gilbert, though.
Well, he's not the gravedigger. I've seen him, and and I know, Gilbert, you're flattered by him doing it, but he's not you.
TJ, he a young pup, man. He just got out the litter, man. But hey, did you hear Rico say, who is this cat wearing your number, man? Rico done changed his vocab. We got him change his vocab.
Hey, you said he's a young pup. You said he's a young pup, huh?
Yeah, he's a young pup, man. But you know what? He didn't do the great. If you look at it, he don't do it exactly like I do. He put his twist on it, which I wish I would have done. He pulled it from his back. He pulled the shovel from his back and did go up your butt up.
Well,
almost flipped up there. He came from the back and dig you up, man. I love his version.
Yeah.
I love it.
So he does know, clearly he knows who you are.
Yeah, you know, they play, you know, I got a little video. We go back and forth between me and Woodson to get the crowd hype before the game start.
Right.
And my video, it was my turn this week, which I got to saw. I had one of my young sons with me, and he had went to the bathroom and missed the flyover and the video. I said, but man.
So how do we get to see the video, man? They don't show it on TV.
Man, I'm gonna have to put it out somewhere. I'm gonna have to put it down on Facebook or something, man, so they get to see it. It's a pretty cool video.
Yeah.
I get your hype, baby.
Yeah, but woo-hoo! I want to get a chance to see that, man. You talked to me about it before.
Yeah. I'll send it to you, Earl. Maybe you can get it put up on the thing.
Yeah. Cause Rico, what else you want to add, my friend?
Nothing, man. I like their chances going into Thursday's game. I felt like yesterday.
There you go, Rico. Hey, Rico. That's what I'm talking about.
You like their chances to do what? You like their chances to do what?
I think that defense can hold solid, and I had the feeling yet going into that third, fourth quarter yesterday, you know, hey, you was looking at a 3-5 record, and I said, you just got to give this ball to Love and hope he can get her done.
Get him, Rico. Rico, you about to make me go put my helmet on.
Rico, I wasn't going to say this on the air, but and me and Gilbert and I talked about this a little bit, but I have to say it. Do you know San Diego had the worst defense in football?
Oh, here you go, Rico. Here you go.
Were you aware of that?
No, I'm going to try to find a reason to believe. I'm going to find a reason to believe come Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe in Thanksgiving. I'm going to find a reason to believe, Earl.
Hey, well, that's what Gilbert is doing. He's, you know, he's, and that's what you fans should, Packer fans.
I'm selling wolf tickets, Earl. I'm selling wolf tickets.
Hey, Rico, have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy
man.
Thanksgiving, Rico.
You too, guys. You too.
You know, Gilbert, Rico is a real Packer fan because he was like you trying to find hope.
In the face of
adversity.
I need me a new hype man. I'm going to call Rico up. I'm going to call Rico. He got me fired up now. Earl, I'm going to tell you this. Throw the records out the window.
Hey, Gilbert.
It's pride on the table.
Hey, Gilbert.
And them Green Bay Packers going to find a way to win.
You can have all.
It will not be like the first game. I promise you.
You can have all the pride you want to have. And I'll tell you something. Because when you're thinking about, I'm going back to thinking about Thanksgiving and the games and those kind of things. I got to add the Dallas Cowboys.
A puke. Why'd you mess up the show?
Hey, man.
Why you because put the one star rating dudes on the show?
Because the Dallas Cowboys always played on a holiday as well.
So Earl, let the people know what the three games are. The first game is going to be Detroit, the one of the three going to be Detroit.
Hey, Calvin, can you look that up for us, please? Okay, go ahead.
Detroit and Green Bay.
That's the only game.
Of course, it's Dallas and somebody, because them two always play on Thanksgiving. Dallas and Detroit, no matter what.
See, so why you jump on me because I mentioned Dallas?
Because when they come on, I turn the I know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on somewhere. I'm trying to find it.
Calvin, who they have?
It looks like we got all division matchups. Packers and Lions, 11:30, Cowboys and Commanders, 3:30, and the night game is classic. The 49ers and the Seahawks.
Yeah,
see, that's an add-on. It's always been the Cowboys and
sometimes the Eagles. Sometimes it's the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Sometimes Eagles, but it's the big Cowboys. You know, before they changed the logos, everybody was used to say it's the Cowboys versus the Indians. Can't say that no more.
No. Well, you know, I just you know, Gilbert, it's I was thinking normally on a Thanksgiving, man, I'm preparing 5 or 6 deep fried turkeys.
Earl, I'm gonna make the bet with you.
What?
If Green Bay win, you gotta dye your hair. If Detroit win,
you gonna stop if Detroit using that win, shoe polish?
If Detroit win, I gotta bring you a jersey autograph.
Really? Yeah,
that's
man.
A deal?
That's a deal, man.
That's a deal?
Hey, man, wait to dye my hair.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy the dye. I'm going to help you do it, too.
Hey, you mean so it can look like yours?
No,
I don't want to leave.
The way your hair's so white, we got to go get some acrylic paint and spray that in your hair.
I don't want my pillowcase to be, how am I going to stop all that stuff from being all over the pillowcase?
Sound like you're getting scared, Earl. Hey, sound like you're getting scared. Like you got doubt now that the Packers might do it. Hey, I said, let's make the bet.
We got the bet.
That's the bet, y'all. So when people, that is.
Gilbert, I can't even begin to think of what I would look like with my hair all black.
I can see you right now looking like that dude Rudy Giuliani with the dime right down your face.
Hey, man. Let me bring Al in quick, Al. You only got a second. Go ahead, Al. What's up?
I want to know if he's going to make that bet with anybody else.
Who, Gilbert?
Al. Al come on here acting like he a Green Bay fan. He turned into a Lions fan quick, didn't he?
Hey, you know, hang on, Al. We're going to have to hang on. We come right back, man. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. That's Creedence Clearwater Survivor.
Calvin, make me come up there and slap them glasses off your
have
face.
Have you ever seen the rain? I picked that out.
Calvin, don't make me come up there.
Gilbert, I picked that out. Creedence Clearwater Survival. Have
don't,
you
Earl,
ever
don't
seen
pick
the
nothing
rain?
Else. Don't huh? pick nothing hey, else. Right.
Welcome back.
What do you label that song at? What kind of song is that? Country?
No.
Rock?
It's rock.
Don't do that. Yeah, hey. Don't do that.
Welcome don't do back that. To Under the Helmet don't do that. With the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Al. So here we got.
We still talking to Al.
Hey, what'd you say, Al?
I said, ask him what rock he found that under.
Who, me?
No,
yeah, you. Oh. He ain't talking to me. What rock can you and Calvin found that on?
I found it. I know all kind of music. But anyway.
Hey, Earl, if you done that, you should have put on Grandma's Hand.
I play Grandma's Hand, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the original Grandma's Hand.
Get back to Al, man. You're killing me.
Now, Gilbert and I have made the bet. I know my hair is going to still be the color it is after the game. But he's going to find me. Now, you said you're going to give me an autographed jersey. Now, Gilbert, yep. I mean, you know, not one of them jerseys you buy hanging up in Walmart or Pick and Save. I have to ask the question, after all these years, how come I don't have one by now?
Because you're running your mouth.
why should I have to? After all these years, you holding back on me, man?
Hey, man, I got to pick the right time to do something right.
Hey, Al, you want to join in, man? Go ahead.
No, I was saying to Gilbert before you went to break, I hadn't been a Packer fan since they got rid of my main man, Forrest Gregg.
Yeah.
See.
Oh, Forrest Gregg was your main man?
That man played his butt off in football, and then he was a heck of a coach.
No, he wasn't a good coach.
They got rid of a lot of the linemen before he became the head coach, and he had to try and rebuild, and they didn't give him time to do it.
But he got more time than what was the brother's name, Gilbert? He got more time.
Ray Rose.
Ray Rose got 1 year, and he got fired.
There you go, Earl.
With
an
8-8 roster, with 8-8, he was 8-8.
Then Mike Sherman came in and got 8-8.
They didn't expect him to win two games, because when Ray Rose took over, they had just gotten rid of three all-pro linemen and one on defense. They cut them boys loose, And then they gave him the job knowing he was going to lose, but he did better than they thought he was going to do.
You mean Ray Rhodes?
They still let him go.
Ray Rhodes?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
You know, what?
They didn't expect him to win but two games that year.
I think Ray Rhodes coached somewhere else, didn't he, Gilbert, for one season?
He coached, remember, he was down in Philly for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go. So, Al, hang on. Let's go to Jackie from Glendale. Good morning to you, Jackie. Why y'all wait till the end to call? Go ahead, Jackie.
Because they want to mess up your day, Earl.
Earl, yes. I have a confession. You know, Thanksgiving was one of my favorite holidays because you felt so blessed and so, it's just a feeling, you know, of everybody you love. You have a family. Some people don't. But I hated football back then. I hated it because everybody was calm, happy, everything was nice. And all of a sudden, people are yelling and screaming, and it's like, what the heck? I hated football back then. I didn't start liking football until I met my husband, like, 20 years ago. And now I love it. But, yeah, it's a very underrated holiday. That's my... I'm sorry I'm late in calling on that, but I just got that.
Well, no, it means you're listening, and that's just as good. Gilbert, you want to say goodbye to Jackie?
Miss Jackie, I so love a woman's perspective. So thank you for calling, Miss Jackie.
And thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hey, Al.
See, now she called to do her thing and talk. Al calling because he wants something. What you want, Al? Let's get it off the table. What you want? I'll take it back. What you want, man?
Hey, Gilbert. See, I can't go home for the holiday. But all my family going to be at the Lions with the Lions. But the deal is, I called because Earl started bragging about his cooking. I see he knows who the chef is.
Hey, Albert.
See,
hey,
Al. He started talking about frying.
Get him out.
He know I'll jump all over that.
Hey, Al. Now, am I talking about fiction or am I talking about truth when I say I'm an award-winning cook?
So am I.
Okay, well,
and
so...
you and I went head-to-head several times, and I won.
Now we are talking fiction. So I don't remember. Maybe your memory
get
and
him
mine.
Al, you got hey. Him. Al, you got him stumbling hey, over no. there. Get him out.
Your memory and mine, Al. I don't. Maybe the first time that I entered into the contest, that might have happened. But you know, I'm comfortable over the last 3 years with being number one.
Okay, well, the last 3 years I wasn't involved.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't want
please.
Me in the contest because I was one of the
sponsors. You know what? You know what? Al and Earl.
Yeah.
When y'all throw down, I want to be the judge.
Oh man, I have no problem, man. You know my mean greens.
Earl, they say, they say you can't go to the grocery store and get a can of glory and call it your own.
Hey man, I have won three consecutive years, Gilbert, for my greens, my mean greens, 3 years in a row. My deep fried turkey, my meatloaf. The last couple of years, I know what I'm doing. You forget the ribs I made for you and your family a while back. You don't remember that, do you?
I remember.
Okay, well, hey, that wasn't...
I ain't had Al's ribs, but your ribs was good.
I know, that wasn't a mirage, man. That was real. it wasn't Memorex. Hey, Gilbert, happy
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Pop US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm